the committees with the chairman bring things to the board as a whole with recommendations, either yes or no, and why. And I've never seen anything work so smooth in my life. It ends a lot of the problems, the backbiting, if you will, the not understanding of what is proposed. It's just a very, very impressive way for government to work.
Why is it that you're deciding to run again for re-election?
I still believe I've got some things to add. With the experience that I got on the railroad working with budgets and with people, I feel I can comprehend what's going on and what's needed to have a certain level of common sense, which is needed. And I really enjoy the work, and I care. I've lived in Galesburg just about all my life. My wife, been married for 45 years, imagine that. Anybody would put up with me that long, but she didn't. My kids are here. My grandkids are here. I've got five of them, five grandkids, which is fantastic. But I care about the area, the city, the county, the state as a whole, and I believe I have something of value that I can add, so I'm still trying.
Really, at every level, finances are a concern right now. We've heard current county board members saying that the county has little or no money and has had trouble balancing the budget. What can be done? What are your thoughts and kind of the big picture on that?
Big picture. That's coming up tonight also, the final reading to approve our budget. Everybody has different thoughts on it. There's a budget committee, finance committee. I'm not a member of that, but I still went so I could understand what was going on through the budget. The budget is very tight this year. I'm a little uncomfortable because we're using just about everything that we've got to balance this budget. And for next year, and I got up a couple months ago and spouted off when maybe they weren't happy with me. But I said, this is the end of it. We can't do it anymore. Next year, we're going to be looking at cutting some services, and with that comes people. And we've got to be prepared for it, and we can't just kick the can. It's here. The time is here to do something with it. We don't have any fresh revenue coming in. If you look at our budget, it's actually gone down about $3 million from last year. There are no new income areas coming to us. We are going to live with what we have and work with it, and consequently, there's going to be some pain.
How does the $3 million, is that state money, or where does that shortfall come from, really?
It's state money. It's some drop in the level of the valuation of the properties within Knox County, because anytime the assessed value goes down, naturally, the revenue goes down coming into the county. Our treasurer does a tremendous job. She works hard to keep the balanced budget, to keep the money flowing, to get the information to us that we need to take care of business. And she's also said that we've got to look at it real hard. We've got to get started to realize where the cuts have got to come from.
Is there any particular issue that would be near and dear to you, or that needs to be addressed if you do get reelected?
Hopefully I can stay on the same committee that I'm on, because I've been the chairman of the Sheriff, Jail, Mary Davis Home. One thing that I'm tremendously proud of, along with Rod Clear, the superintendent of the Mary Davis Home, who does a fantastic job, but this is the first time in 9 years that we have had the budget in the black out there. And that comes a lot with what Rod has done. The state is actually stepping up to the plate and paying some of the money that they're supposed to. But everybody on the committee knows the importance level of the Mary Davis Home being there. The entire board does. There was a time when people were looking at the Mary Davis Home and saying, can we afford to keep it? Right now, at the end of the year, if things go as they are, we're going to have a $90,000 surplus. Again, first time in 9 years that we have been able to say that. The committee is happy. I am. Rod is. The sheriff is. And the board is. They don't have to worry about that anymore, or to worry about taking money from contingency where the general fund can use that money for other things. To me, that's a strong plus. I guess I've used the analogy vote and vote often, but that's in the city of Chicago.
Excuse vote me. Early and often, yeah. You bet. Yeah.
No, I just use the one of the few rights that we've got left. Get out and vote. You know what's right, and hopefully you've watched enough of who's running and why they're running and what's going on. Please use your right and get out and vote. Support the people that are trying to support you.
Rolly, thank you for your time this morning.
Well, thank you.